Chapter 15. Voss dreamed the dreams of the tortured. Nightmare after nightmare crested over him. Visions of shadows and slaughter and pain, both caused and received. Through them all danced Asajj Ventress. On her beautiful face, every expression he had beheld there, and some he had not. But the last dream was not of pain, but of ecstasy, of the tender brush of her fingers on his face, of her whispered words. The touch became cooler, still smooth but textured. Voss opened his eyes to discover a serpent twining about his body, its triangular head slithering beneath his chin. He yelped and sprang back, adrenaline surging through him. The snake, disinterested, slithered away, and Voss forced his breath to slow. The scalding agony was gone. In its place was sluggishness, as if he were swimming through mud. Mist hung low on the ground, obscuring his vision. Or was it the lingering effects of the snake's bite? No, he could feel moist air clinging damply to his skin. He became aware of a slight rustling behind him. Turning, he was greeted by the sight of yet another snake. This one was as thick as his arm and 3 meters long. He got to his feet and stumbled away from it, moving far too slowly and with too much exertion. The snake was also averse to confrontation and slithered off in search of its breakfast.
Time to test your Jedi training, my sweet.
Voss realized his lightsaber had been placed within easy reach. He had, of course, hidden it from Ventress during their early days together, but once on Dathomir, there had been no reason not to make use of it during their hunts. He was certain, though, that he had not had it on him last night. Now he picked it up with clumsy fingers. Ventress's voice seemed to come from everywhere. Voss's thinking was still torpid, and he looked around, trying to spot her, wondering what new lesson she had in store. He heard the snap hiss of a lightsaber and awkwardly activated his own as she leapt on him from above. Thanks to the lingering effects of the venom and simple disbelief, Voss registered that she was deadly serious, barely in time to step back and parry her strike. Ventress sprang adroitly over his head, and Voss turned, again nearly moving too slowly to prevent her from slicing him in half. Their blades clashed and sizzled, and she moved forward, her face mere centimeters from his. A cruel smile curved her full lips.
"Very good, Voss," she said almost mockingly. "At least you know how to fight back."
She executed a backward flip, landing in a crouch atop a large boulder.
"But can you finish the job?"
And with a quick leap, Ventress vanished into the fog. What was she talking about? They were partners. More than partners. Voss knew Ventress cared for him. He could feel it in her touch, sense it in the Force. As for what he felt, Her laughter, cold and cruel, chilled Voss more than the increasingly thick mist. He stepped forward, moving toward where he had last seen her, reaching out in the Force to try to locate her. His head was starting to clear, and irritation replaced confusion. Whatever she was doing, it wasn't necessary, and it was starting to make him angry. They were wasting time in a foolish... A second time, the hum of her lightsaber alerted Voss to Ventress's presence, and he again whirled to parry her attack from behind. Her beautiful face was contorted in a snarl, and she came at him full force. Ventress rained blows upon him, not holding back, pushing in for the kill. Unwilling to harm her, Voss took one step back, then another, concentrating on blocking her attack. The damp air muffled the sizzle of lightsabers clashing in deadly earnest. Still, Ventress pressed the attack. Something inside Voss snapped. A furious cry escaped his lips, and he moved onto the offensive. This time, it was she who was forced to give ground as he advanced on her, swinging his lightsaber so swiftly it was little more than a green blur.
As she drew back to strike again, his hand shot forward and closed on her throat, his fingers digging into warm flesh, lifting her easily into the air and hurling her to the ground. Ventress hit hard, sprawling with an utter lack of her usual controlled grace. She coughed, one hand massaging her throat. Voss found himself standing over her, lightsaber raised for the next blow. But instead, a smile touched her lips.
"You see?"
she said, her voice rough, the faint shadows of a bruise already starting to form on her pale throat.
"Your anger has made you powerful."
He lowered the lightsaber and switched it off. The red rage that had colored his thoughts was fading. So it really had been a test, and nothing more. Voss frowned. He did not like being toyed with. But before he could say anything, Ventress had leapt to her feet and was again racing into the mist. What now? His lips pressed together in a tight line, and he pursued. This game had gone far enough. And a game it was. Over and over again, Ventress allowed him to glimpse her just long enough to keep her in sight. They leapt over fallen tree trunks, ducked beneath chunks of stone. Voss realized that Ventress's path was taking them to the mountain fortress. He recalled what she had said to him the first time they had beheld it together.
"You are not ready to go inside, but when you do, you had better make sure you come out."
He was ready. He knew it. He could take anything Ventress could throw at him. Ventress raced into the open now, her slender, long legs bearing her easily across the stone to the gaping mouth of the cavern. She vanished into darkness. Voss ran behind her, slowing as he felt the cool fingers of a shadow caress him. He held his lightsaber before him and moved cautiously, reaching out into the force to try to sense her. Voss walked between the statuary pillars and emerged into an interior space of both darkness and beauty. When Ventress had said village, Voss had expected something small and primitive. But this cavern was gargantuan, and what it housed was vast and compelling in its scope and strange loveliness. Most of the illumination came from pools of water that glowed a soft, mesmeric shade of blue. Here and there, thin streams of water poured from above, their source so high as to be shrouded in darkness. The dim lighting revealed that, as with the exterior, those who had constructed this place had worked in tandem with nature. Here, in the village of Ventress's sisters, was no forced architecture. Nothing, at least at this first glance, that looked like it had ever been created in a factory. Towering stalagmites jutted from the cerulean pools, their peaks so high that they vanished into the darkness above. Into these natural formations had been carved doors, windows, stairways, and overlooks at several levels. Specks of what looked to be phosphorescent stone augmented the azure light. No doubt, once, there had been torches as well. Voss stepped forward into a wide open area of flat stone. Here and there he saw remnants of ordinary life. Overturned pitchers and vases, braziers, bowls. It would have been one of the most beautiful places Voss had ever beheld, if it had not been so steeped in the dark side. It was strong here, controlled, directed. At the far side of the open area, he saw an altar and wondered what sorts of horrors it had borne witness to. Perhaps once, this had been no more than a cavern, a neutral place, eventually permeated by the energy left over from centuries of dark work. Or perhaps it had always dwelled on the edge of darkness. It didn't matter. All Voss understood was that Ventress knew the twists and turns of her village intimately. He was a stranger, and she was hunting him. He sensed her presence, but the location was muddied, difficult to pinpoint. Moving silently,
Voss made his way to a smaller stalagmite and sprang out from behind it with a grunt, his lightsaber swinging. But Ventress wasn't there. She was behind him, screaming as she swung her glowing yellow blade. Voss was forced to dodge. Swift as a thought, Ventress raced past and whirled to face him.
"You are strong," she said, and to his surprise, she stepped back and extinguished her lightsaber.
Uncertain as to her intent, Voss hesitated.
"Don't worry, Quinlan. This part of the test is over."
He nodded and switched off his own lightsaber. "I can't say I'm sorry.
What now?"
Ventress turned and looked out over the blue pools.
"A major component of Night Sister magics is a fluid that we call the Water of Life," she said.
"From the lakes?"
Voss guessed.
"Not exactly. The Water of Life is harvested."
Voss's dark brows knit.
"I'm not following you."
"The depths of these pools have never been plumbed. All we know is that they are very deep indeed, and they are home to many creatures. There is one that the Night Sisters called the Sleeper. To fully be accepted as an adult, a young woman of my clan underwent a rite of passage. Using her force abilities, she would awaken the Sleeper, dominate it, and force it to remove a piece of its body."
"A trophy?"
Voss was repelled.
"No, an ingredient. That piece of the Sleeper is boiled with water from the pool and other items to create the Water of Life. I was told the Sleeper was very strong-willed. To lose control over it, even for a moment, would mean the initiate's death."
Voss gazed out on the luminous water.
"How often was the rite successful?"
"I never asked."
"What's the catch? Simply controlling an animal, even a strong-willed one, is fairly easy for a Jedi."
"It would be, if this creature were just an animal. And if you only needed to use the light side of the Force,"
Ventress said.
"Quinlan, it's the Sleeper, not a Sleeper. It's ancient. The stories about it go back to the earliest days of my clan. You can sense how strong the dark side is here. Everything, even the wildlife, has been touched by it in some way. The Sleeper can only be awakened and controlled if someone thoroughly subjugates it with dark side power."
"I see,"
Voss said. He looked back over the water.
"Well, let's get on with it."
She placed a hand on his arm.
"Not yet. I know little enough about the Sleeper, but I will share with you what I do know."
Ventress smiled a little.
"Now you know why I wanted you to build up your endurance. Your next exercise will require swimming and holding your breath.